Childhood obesity has been growing at a staggering rate. Today, nearly one in four children are considered obese. Changes in diet and exercise can help some overweight kids, but it's not enough for others who already have diabetes, sleep apnea, and other serious health issues. Weight loss surgery is an option. Research shows it's safe and effective for kids with severe obesity, but less than 1% of adolescents get it. WHYY's Nicole Leonard explains.
Charisse Coy-Armour and her son Brian are relaxing in the living room. They just got back from speech therapy. Brian is 16 and has Down syndrome.
Brian, what's your favorite activity?
At school.
At school?
Yeah.
He does love school. He's in 11th grade. He really enjoys school.
Brian also enjoys track and field and boxing classes, but that's a newer development. During the pandemic, Coy-Armour says he started gaining weight rapidly.
He just was getting bigger, and he's getting bigger wide, not bigger tall.
Brian eventually weighed just under 200 pounds, a lot for a teen who was just over 4 feet tall. Kids with Down syndrome are at a higher risk for obesity than their peers. The weight affected his health. He had less energy for activities. In track and field, he mostly did shot put, even though he really didn't like it.
Because that's normally what they have, like, bigger gut people doing, like the kind of overweight people.
Brian also had trouble walking to the park with family and friends. At one point, his health insurance approved a wheelchair for him to use.
Well, as I'm seeing our life play out, I don't want him in a wheelchair because of weight. It's different if he can't walk. I don't want him in a wheelchair because of he's overweight.
Coy-Armour and Brian then started going to the weight management clinic at Nemours Children's Health in Delaware. They learned about healthy eating, portion control, and nutrition. But soon it became clear diet changes alone weren't going to work. So they tried adding a GLP-1 medication. It was a daily injection.
Which is rough. For me to have to give him an injection every day, it started to hurt him, and then he would get upset. And I don't want to upset him. I want him to feel comfortable.
As Brian's weight continued to hover just under 200 pounds, Coy-Armour started asking about weight loss surgery. She knew it would come with some risks, like any surgery, but it felt worth it.
Weight will turn into a health concern. And I just, on top of him already being developmentally delayed, the world is hard enough. So I don't want to give him anything else to make it harder.
The clinic at Nemours Children's sees kids with all stages of obesity. Treatment always includes counseling and therapy around diet and exercise. For some kids, those lifestyle changes will be enough to help them reach a healthy weight. But it won't for others, especially kids already experiencing serious weight-related health issues.
If they have severe comorbidities already, like diabetes, like liver disease, like sleep apnea.
That's Dr. Kirk Reichard. He's a pediatric general surgeon at Nemours.
I mean, we have a lot of kids that come in that are on CPAP already, and they're 14 years old. That's a problem.
Conversations about additional obesity treatment usually start with medications that can suppress appetite. At this point, health providers also gently introduce the idea of metabolic and bariatric surgery. Because Reichard knows the word surgery can be a scary thing for most families.
There's no question that it is still considered a lot for a kid. You know, how do you approach a family who's calling a new patient who's 14 and has severe obesity? Do you ask them up front? Are they interested in bariatric surgery? Many of them will say, no, no way.
But not bringing up the option at all has downsides, he says. Because when obese kids become obese adults, they are at a much higher risk of heart attacks, pregnancy complications, strokes, and other serious chronic diseases. In that context, surgery no longer seems so extreme, Reichard says.
There's just no justification anymore to wait until adulthood for this. And that was what people said, wait till they're adults. Well, we know how that goes.
Long-term research shows that these procedures are safe in teens. Complications are rare, and kids tend to recover better than adults, data shows. The American Academy of Pediatrics updated its guidelines on childhood obesity in 2023. They now say that medication and surgical treatment options should be offered earlier, alongside diet and lifestyle changes. Still, less than 1% of obese adolescents end up getting surgery. Reichard says there's a lot of work to be done in educating families about this option. Charisse Coyar-Moore says she got some pushback from family and friends on her decision to have her son Brian undergo weight loss surgery, but she felt confident.
I want what's best for him before anybody else. So I'm not going to put him in something that's going to possibly kill him. You know what I mean? I know success stories. I know people who have had weight loss surgery and took off, never was to be overweight again. That's what I want for him.
Cussy.
Yeah, you're crazy.
Brian had a sleeve gastrectomy on July 31st, 2024. The operation didn't have any complications. Since then, he's learned which foods make him feel good and which ones don't. Coyar-Moore has a say in most of what Brian eats, but she still wants him to make healthy choices of his own and enjoy food.
Now we go to the Amish market and they bake the cookies fresh and he gets one chocolate chip cookie a day. That's his reward.
That's right.
So now he gets it now. So now I don't even have to tell him what he can't have or what he shouldn't have. He knows.
Over a year and a half after surgery, Brian's weight is under 130 pounds. And at track practice, he's now running alongside his classmates. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.